Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer Time. Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortese, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here,
right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call Cortese, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortese with you. And our subject today is aging in place. Meet Willie Price. He has an organization called Majati Enterprises, and he has become an expert in the subject matter of aging in place, and he has a certification called CAPS, Certified Aging in Place.
Yes.
S stands for?
Specialist.
Specialist, there we go.
Yes,
that's
so
an
I'm
easy
a specialist
one. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Great. Thanks for being here. Yes. It's an important subject. You know, in 2030, 74 million Americans will be above the age of 75. And the other phenomenon that kind of relates to the subject matter is that more people would rather stay in their home than than age into a facility, primarily because of the inconvenience of moving, but also the factor of cost.
Yes.
So much cheaper to stay put and age in place.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot to know about aging in place, and that's our subject matter today. 803-0930, if you'd like to participate in the program. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Guess what? The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open and operating, so you can text your question in as well at 716-803-0930. Always available during the week, hammertime at Cortese.net. Cortese.net is our website. Everything we do is there. Room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, small projects, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, all listed at our website, Cortese.net. And, of course, the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, which, by the way, the next class is the 6th of November, and we're making ravioli. We're making manicotti. Yes, that's the 6th of November. Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, now simplified for your sign-up right on our website. We streamlined that whole process. That's one of the changes we made. Another change that we're making, folks, is we are developing a hands-on curriculum as well, and we'll be splitting the class into smaller groups. So we'll be doing a couple nights a month now coming up. And we're not ready yet with that, but just giving you a preview. But in the meantime, November the 6th, pasta fresca, ravioli, cannelloni, and manicotti. December 4th, how about making lamb ragu and tasting Montepulciano as we travel to Abruzzi on December the 4th. And the classes for next year, the first 6 months, are listed on the website as well. So I've got, let's see, on the November 6th class, I only have a few spots available for that. And December's class has a lot of openings right now. So check that out at Cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, and before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. You know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have the official banker of Cortez Construction, Christina Schwendler, from the East Hammers branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships do matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, if you're unhappy with your current bank and are tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service, let us help you make the switch. It's easy. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We're even here to help you set up new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open till noon today, so stop in and see us or give us a call at 716-688-6114. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop into Lakeshore Savings Bank and experience that kind of relationship.
Hey, it's Bowerly. The autumn season is here, which is also referred to as fall, and fall has got a lot to do with those trees. For those of you out there with older or unhealthy trees, there could be big, heavy limbs coming down. When winter hits, it's harder to tell the healthy limbs from hazardous ones. So call the experts at AJ's Tree Service today. Get your problem trees taken care of quickly. Don't wait for tree removal and tree pruning. It's AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282, 908-1282. AJ's Tree Service, from tree to shining tree.
You know, when you think about it, star football players and Elite Home Appliances have a lot in common. They're both powerful, fast, durable, and perform at the highest levels. And right now, you can score incredible deals at Orville's Home Appliances. Save $300 on a Samsung stainless steel convection range featuring a flexible cooktop and air fryer, perfect for cooking up your favorite game day snacks. Get it now for just $697. Or take $1,000 off a Samsung laundry pair. That's a top-load washer and electric dryer for only $997. Plus, rush in for no-interest financing until 2024 on select Samsung appliances. See store for details. At Orville's, you always win big with the lowest prices, best brands, and the area's fastest delivery on in-stock items. This fall, cheer on your favorite team to victory, then visit your nearby store or Orvilles.com for highlight-worthy savings and special financing offers. Orvilles, your home, our life.
There are moments no family is ready for, but Oshai Children's Hospital always is.
She had a ectoglioma, which is a small mass in the brain.
Her blood was positive for cytomegalovirus.
We were in the ICU for like probably about 30 days.
You just have no doubt that if you have to come here, that you're going to be in the best hands possible.
Because this is the place for getting kids back to being kids. Learn more or donate at 4OCH.org.
Hey, David Belvey here with an important message for military retirees and active duty families in Western New York. Did you know the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan offers a TRICARE Prime option in your area? With this plan, you're going to get high quality, affordable coverage using a wide network of local civilian doctors. Learn more at martinspoint.org/buffalo or call 716-815-7276. Get the coverage, quality, and the savings you've earned with the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan.
Memories. When you lose a loved one, the memories sustain you. At the Stone Art Memorial Company, we preserve your memories, ensuring your loved one is never forgotten. That's what our family has been honored to do for Western New York families like yours for more than 160 years. Our experienced, knowledgeable team will help you create a wonderful memorial to your loved one, a fitting tribute that will stand the test of time. Learn more at stoneartmemorial.com or call 824-9278 for the Stone Art Memorial Company.
The Cold Climate Heat Pump is the healthier, cleaner way of heating and cooling your home. So when you own one, it says a lot.
Hey, it's me again, your heat pump. Just wanted to point out that there's no need for fossil fuels in this house since I'm here, which means a lower risk for carbon monoxide poisoning. Hey, it's me again. I kept thinking, no fossil fuels and the air is filtered. Aren't we the best thing that happened to each other?
It's healthier. It's cleaner. It says a lot. Learn more about cold climate heat pumps at cleanheat.ny.gov.
Dominic here from my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Guess what? Now included with your installation of an epoxy floor is a vapor barrier at no additional charge. Why is a vapor barrier important, Dominic? Well, I'll tell you. We have high moisture levels here in Western New York, and moisture is the number one enemy of epoxy floors. So now Gorilla beats that with the epoxy, including a vapor barrier. That's right. And if you're interested in a new garage door, or if you want to organize your garage, yep, same company, Gorilla Garage Gear. Here's the number, 716-715-6927. That's the number to call, 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Time. 10:15 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese. Our subject is aging in place, and Willie Price is a CAPS certified aging in place expert. And we're taking your questions about the subject or anything around the house at 803-0930. As we talk about aging in place, let's talk about the common areas of focus, starting with the bathroom. I see the biggest obstacle in the bathroom. Maybe included on a list of what would be the biggest obstacles in the bathroom would be the bathing, getting into the showers, or not stepping over a tub.
Curbless showers is a big thing they talk about. Mm-hmm. Curbless showers and grab bars and railings also.
Right.
Because a lot of times you hear about the grab bar, but you also have railings which will help them to guide around that bathroom.
More important or equally important when you talk about a grab bar, mm-hmm. I want to emphasize a properly installed grab bar.
Yes.
One that's anchored into solid blocking mm-hmm. rather than just attached to the drywall.
Right.
Yeah, it won't support your weight. The height of a toilet, another aging in place.
Rising toilets.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Width of doors, and the lack of items that could cause you to trip or fall, like throw rugs.
It should be pass-throughs where it's no larger than a quarter to a half an inch mm-hmm. is what the pass-through should be. Or if you got smooth floors all the way through, then it shouldn't be the, shiny floors.
Yes, exactly. You know? Slippery, right?
Yeah, shouldn't be the slippery floors.
When we talk about aging in place, another thing we can add into the discussion is the whole phenomenon of what technology can do to aid in the process of aging in place. You talked about having monitors, ring doorbells are a good example.
Motion faucets.
Yes.
Motion mm-hmm. faucets, because a lot of times the person may have arthritis or something to that effect, where it's hard for them to use either the lever handles on a shower or a faucet. So being able to use motion for lights and those type of things.
Now, there's a lot of smarts and staying put, as we mentioned already, and not aging into a facility which would drain all of your resources in no time. I mean, some of these senior facilities are, in excess of $10,000 a month. So staying put, if you're able to, and having these smart retrofitting done is kind of a smart move to be able to stay in place. What about for that low-income senior? Are there funding sources for them?
Well, CAPS was started so people could help to stay in place, avoid going into nursing homes. Mm-hmm. So as far as the funding that I'm working with, the agency that I was helping to do what I'm doing, mm-hmm. is Heart of the City Neighborhoods, and that's in the city of Buffalo. And then there's Broadway Fillmore Neighborhood Center. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the housing agencies, they have some type of funding. Some of them have as much as $2 million available uh-huh. to help. And they'll do like $35,000 per unit.
How would a homeowner find out about eligibility?
Find out or reach out to their neighborhood housing agency or to the city of Buffalo or whatever their city hall is and find out, what housing funds are available for them.
All right. 803-0930. Let's travel to Boston and talk to Mary. Good morning, Mary. You're on WBEN.
Hi. In the spring, I got a new Lennox furnace.
Okay.
And, of course, not using it till now. But I noticed that the registers above the furnace in the basement are very hot, where the rest of the house, they aren't. They're barely warm.
Okay.
Is this a duct problem or what?
It's probably related to the fact that you have a higher efficiency, perhaps a better efficiency as far as the motor operation and the fan speed, and you're getting more heat closer to the furnace, which tells me that they didn't balance the system out. It may have, because of the speed difference being a factor, they would have to damper down on the registers close to the furnace to increase the capacity to those further away.
Okay, and it makes a lot of noise. Is that the norm?
Well, if making a lot of noise that's different or making a lot of noise that's annoying?
Well, I mean, I think it's noisier than the other furnace. It starts up, I guess that's the fan part.
You're going to have to deal with new noises when you have a new furnace.
Oh.
But it's a matter of deciphering whether it's, you know, an annoying noise or whether it's just a different noise.
Okay, so I should have the furnace company come back.
Yeah, balance the registers out so that you have a better heat flow.
Thank you so
Not an unusual issue to deal with when you're dealing when having a new furnace put in.
Okay, thank you
so
much.
Okay, dear, thanks for the call. Bye. Mary's line is now available at 803-0930. A texter's writing, Dominic, can you please discuss the pros and cons of metal roofs in the Buffalo area, 2.5-story house, steep roof, thanks. Well, I think there's a misconception about metal roofs. I think people think that a metal roof is a permanent roof. And while it might have a long lifespan, it's not a permanent roof. It has a warranty just like a shingled roof. My big issue with metal is a couple things. First of all, the aesthetics. How does it look on your house architecturally? A metal roof on a sprawling ranch might look kind of awkward. Another issue with metal roofs is the noise. They are noisier than a shingled roof. And also you have to deal with the cascading snow and ice. So you'd have to put ice brackets on to prevent that from being a hazard when we have a snowfall and then we'd have thaw. That snow is going to want to come off that metal roof. So pros, you do get a good lifespan. It's really the look that I'm concerned with and the issue of noise and the snow coming off the roof are the considerations for not doing a metal roof. And I hope that helps you. The idea of a shower, I see this time and again, Willie. Senior customer calls. They're just struggling with that tub.
Yes.
They can't, lift their legs high enough.
To step in, right.
And they don't have the grab bars in place. I mean, this really could be seriously a hazard.
Yes, big hazard. And that's, like I said, that's one of the things they talk about in the CAPS training is addressing the kitchens and the bathroom, places where not only the aging person is going to spend time, but their guests as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of times some of the seniors don't want a lot of those things put in because they don't want to look handicapped.
Good point.
You know what I mean? So what you're finding now, they're creating grab bars that don't look like grab bars.
They look like towel bars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you just want to make it where it's accessible to them, but visitable for their relatives or other friends who come by the house.
So when we talk about aging in place, we should include peoples with disability because it kind of balls together the same needs. And it leads to the discussion of where we're headed as a society and that whole phenomenon of universal design
yes.
Which is kind of going to replace, I think, in a generation, the whole term of aging in place. I think if buildings are built with a universal design, they're going to be open to everyone.
Exactly. And that's what, as a matter of fact, I was telling you earlier, I'm going to be taking the universal design training on October 24th because that I want to incorporate also into what I'm doing right now with the rehab specialist work for different organizations.
The idea that there's in Buffalo a hub of universal design at the UB School of Architecture might be a resource for you.
Definitely.
To tap into because the cutting edge of it is being developed right here at our university in Buffalo. The shower is number one, I think, on the list. Doorway widths, another issue for getting through with either a wheelchair or a walker. But the lack of stairs, too. Now, that may be something that's hard to overcome.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about, it depends on how age the person is and what their
abilities
are. But you started out with the bathrooms. Actually, they talk about with the CAPS training, the exterior is actually the first thing that they want to address.
Makes sense.
You want to get in and out. They want to get in and out the house.
Right.
They don't want to be trapped in the house and just using the bathroom.
Yeah.
Kitchen and bathroom. So they start us out actually with the exterior. how are they going to get in? How are they going to get out? You know, lighting instead of ramps and things. You don't want the house, again, they don't want the house to look like it's a aging house or a handicap house. So,
you know, we have seen a ramp evolve, which is thankful because there's nothing uglier than a big monstrosity of a angled ramp crisscrossing across the front of a house. We've seen those evolve. Now they have aluminum ramps, which give you the ability to look at it more as a temporary installation as opposed to a permanent one, in that they don't need the same foundations that a deck-built style ramp does.
Right.
So it's a bit more temporary in appearance, but it does the job. The problem I have with ramps is that, you know, they do need to be shoveled. And if it's a high rise of the house grade out of the
ramp,
a long ramp is going to be the result of that. I think possibly it might be worth considering a lift.
Well, that's one when you mentioned a ramp and you sit in the front of the house. What, again, CAPS training, they said what you do is you go around that house and see is there a way that they can get in through the garage and make it where it's not so visible.
Sure.
Or what you do in the front of the house is, depending on the height of the stairs, instead of putting a ramp, you change out the front and you make more like a raised walkway.
Sure, an angled walkway.
Angled walkway.
If you have the space to do that. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, depending, you try to make it look as...
Yeah.
As pleasing as possible to the
person. So our company is certified to do retrofitting for the Veterans Hospital, through the Veterans Hospital for Veterans, and we've done several. There's a little bit different protocol, though, because the VA requires that our retrofitting work adapt to the Americans with Disability rules.
Yes.
So it's a little bit more stringent as to, in terms of what we're allowed to do or how things have to be. For example, in a bathroom, it has to have the 5-foot turning radius. The grab bars have to be in place. It has to be curbless as far as getting into the shower. The mirror has to be tilted. The sink has to be lifted. You have to be able to wheelchair under the sink. So all of those things are in place.
Right.
All the doors have to be 36 inches. So in a retrofit for a senior aging in place, you certainly would have to follow the ADA compliances.
Right. Well, normally, with the ADA appliances, it, from what they were saying in the CAPS training, it applies to more like federal or, you know, through that. But there's a, I wrote down the
It's a matter of
code.
The funding, you're right.
One of the things that you talked about with the 5-foot range, they've actually changed that to 67 inches because
they've increased
the electric wheelchairs.
Oh, okay.
They need more room to be able to move versus the smaller wheelchairs. And you also have to look at now, if you have a person that's in a electric wheelchair, now reinforcing the floors.
Sure, because they're heavy.
Yeah, a lot heavier than your regular wheelchair.
But I want to make sure I separate the difference between ADA compliance and simply aging in place protocols. Because in most cases, when I go into a home to renovate a bathroom for a senior who's trying to stay in his home, he does not have the ability to have a 5-foot turning circle within a bathroom.
Right, right. And so that's, like I said, when you go into these bathrooms, you may have to look at, instead of that, if that being the situation, that's where your railings would come in place.
Exactly.
Because now when they get to the door, they would use the railings to maneuver into that bathroom.
Hopefully they're ambulatory enough to be able to do
that.
And if not, then there may be the need for a smaller wheelchair that's a shower-style wheelchair to be able to wheel into the shower.
Right.
So there's a lot of considerations when we're talking about the bathroom, especially because typically bathrooms are the smallest space to have to deal with.
The population that I'm focusing on with what I'm doing with the rehab specialist, as a matter of fact, I am the only CAPS certified rehab specialist in New York State.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And that's what I was doing for this agency was rehab specialist work, going in and writing up the scope of work and, you know, doing inspections on the homes and then writing up the scope of work for what needed to be done. And one of the things that I found is that when I go into these homes, a lot of them, the seniors, you know, like I said, getting into the bathroom and maneuvering around, they wanted to get into the bathrooms, but then I lost my train of thought on that.
What the seniors getting into the bathroom.
Yeah, getting into the bathrooms and the size of them.
Sure.
They were finding that they did have to remove like walls in some of them.
Yeah.
They had to remove the walls, or if there was a closet next to it, opening things up. And the funding for that, we would go through with, like I said, Heart of the City, and they would do some things.
So Heart of the City is a federally funded organization sponsored by the City of Buffalo?
I'm not sure if it's federal. I don't know where their funding comes from. But they get funding where, like I said, they can get up to $35,000 for a single-family home to go in and do modifications to the home to help make the homes more livable.
803-0930, if you'd like to participate in the program, we'd love to have you be part of it. 803-0930, outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN, and the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, open and operating at 803-0930. Bottom of the hour, time for the top of the news. Back with more with Willie Price after this.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. No agreement yet for the United Auto Workers as they head into the fourth week of its work stoppage at plants across the country, but President Sean Fain announced they had secured a major concession with GM, and that prevented the expansion of the strike. Ray Jensen of UAW Region 9 on whether local plants eventually will join the picket line.
We'll just have to wait for President Fain to make his Facebook Live announcements, and we'll see where we go. But it sounds like all three companies are starting to pay attention, and they're starting to make forward progress.
48 employees of the GM plant in Lockport have been temporarily laid off. UAW Local 686 says laid-off employees will receive strike pay and unemployment benefits. Amherst police arrest four teenagers after officers say the teens were in a stolen vehicle that crashed Friday morning on the 990 near Sweet Home. Three of them were detained without incident. The fourth was arrested after a brief foot pursuit. Police say the vehicle was confirmed stolen out of Buffalo. They had a loaded handgun was discovered during that investigation. The Ellicottville Fall Festival continues today and tomorrow. Brian McFadden with the Ellicottville Chamber of Commerce says there's plenty to do.
At Holly Valley, they've got their new six-pack chairlift opening this weekend. You can ride to the top where they've got bands and music and food. Hollymont has chairlift rides as well. And Hollymont has a new bike park. Very, very amazing bike park. So that's all open. Our arts and crafts show, our food court, and so on. So probably at least 22 live bands in town this weekend.
He says the dreary forecast won't affect attendance much, adding those who choose to skip out will mean more space for attendees to walk around. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Each and every week, we talk about all our Hammer Time partners, and one of them is Twin City Glass. And the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. That's what we're talking about now with aging in place. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there like Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have offered you beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. Call Twin City Glass at 694-3300, 694-3300 in the 716, or visit their showroom in Wiltshire Park and tell them that Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
We are all moms in the office, and that brings a certain maternal instinct to those that come into the office that are scared.
Crosspoint Dentistry with Dr. Kelly Trung.
It's kind of inherent. I think we're all really good at it. And I do think that's most of our success, is just letting that person know that we're here for them and we can make it better, just like your mom does.
Crosspoint Dentistry.
Hey, David Bellavia here. It's the fall season, which means Riverfront Auto Sales is giving great offers to you for your used vehicle. The process is simple, and in just two easy steps, you can find out what your vehicle is worth and get a cash offer on the spot from Riverfront. No need to travel all over to see what your vehicle is worth. Let Riverfront do it for you and get you paid top dollar. And the best part is, you'll never even have to leave your house. The three Martys at Riverfront Auto Sales know that this is a busy time of year, so they wanted to make sure selling your vehicle is as easy as possible. Go to riverfrontautosales.com, click on Get Your Cash Offer Now. If you're not ready to sell, that's okay too. You can still see what your vehicle is worth, and you'll probably be surprised. So go to riverfrontautosales.com. Click on that link that says get your cash offer and get more for your vehicle. Guaranteed credit approval, more cash for your car. It's got to be Riverfront.
From Riverfront Auto Sales. Wow!
Fall in Western New York is a beautiful time. But let's face it, brutal winter weather is just around the corner. One of the most important things you can do to prepare is to have the factory-trained experts at ABC Hardware help you select the new Briggs & Stratton natural gas backup generator or service the one that you have. ABC Hardware has been selling, installing, and repairing natural gas generators for over 30 years. They are the recognized leaders in natural gas generators and will help you have peace of mind knowing that you'll have a standby natural gas generator ready for action the moment the power goes out. Don't let your family suffer during outages this winter. Call the experts at ABC Hardware and save $500 on a new Briggs & Stratton natural gas generator or for complete maintenance to ensure that your existing generator is in tip-top condition. ABC Hardware, the area's natural gas generators, has most models available right now. And remember, your best energy value is natural gas because you'll never run out. For a free generator estimate, sales, or service, call ABC Hardware at 803-7000.
We live in the city of good neighbors. But our towns, our faces, our stories are all different.
Being a good neighbor means we show up. We listen. We do our best to understand.
No matter how different we are, in this city of good neighbors, everyone deserves to be heard. 7 News, a voice for everyone.
Lenco Supplies is the place for easy, affordable building materials. Vinyl siding from Georgia Pacific comes in all the latest colors and a beautiful natural wood grain finish. UV inhibitors and high-quality pigments means the color you choose from GP Georgia Pacific is the color you'll have for years to come. Now, when you choose GP vinyl siding from Lenco, you get sturdy siding with incredible wind resistance, too. Shop Georgia Pacific vinyl siding at any of our locations in West New York, or how about this, online anytime at the new Lenco.supplies. That's right, Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
10:36 is Hammer Time. Dominic Cortez with you, 803-0930. Willie Price, we're talking about aging in place, yes. 803-0930. To Chictawaga and Bob, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I have a question I wanted to ask. Since I turned 65, I've gotten numerous phone calls in which people want to enter my home, whether to do a virtual inspection or just inspect my home because of the healthcare plan that I have to see if I am handicap basically compliant. And was wondering, exactly, am I going to be able to keep these people out of my home? Now, really? I'll just say this. I listened to a very interesting show yesterday in which Tom talked about telepathy. It was very interesting on how many people didn't call that I know of. And I'll let it go at that. And God bless you, Dominic, and everybody listening.
Okay. So the question then, Kai, would come back with you at, though, is when people are calling you to solicit for access to your home, what are they trying to do? They're having you assess your home for handicap or aging in place components? He hung up. I'm not going to. We're not going to know the answer to that.
Yeah. Because I'm curious as to that.
Do you know of any insurance companies that are doing this kind of soliciting?
Not like that. Where they're saying, well, you know, come in and see what you have. Normally, you're reaching out to your insurance company or to your Medicaid or whatever to find out if they'll fund any of those things.
Right.
But I've never heard of someone saying we need to come in your home and see what you have.
Interesting. So let's talk about the process. When you get a call from a senior who's looking to have their home evaluated, what's your step-by-step?
Well, as far as doing the evaluation of the property and things like that for the homeowner, we go out and we do a interview with them. We sit down and we talk to them about, you know, some of their ailments or you know, disabilities.
Determining what their needs
are. Exactly, what their needs are. So, you know, arthritis, difficulty walking, vision, you know, diabetic, whatever the case may be.
What I see often happening in the aging population is that they're anticipating what their needs are going to be rather than what they are right now.
Right. And so that's, like I said, that's why you do the interview.
Sure.
So we do an interview first before we even do anything in the home. We do that interview, and then we ask them to walk us through the house, show us, you know, how they get around. How are you getting into the kitchen? How are you getting into the bathroom? And just kind of watching to see how they maneuver. And then once we see how they maneuver and go through the house, then I go and I do a property evaluation of the property from the exterior into the interior. And I walk through and write up potential areas that could be modified to assist them in all their needs.
I was in a home the other day, Willie, where the woman of the house, the parent of the son who lived there with her, owned the house, and she no longer could navigate the stairs to go upstairs to the bathroom for showering. So she's reliant on the ground floor to a two-piece bathroom and an aide to bathe her.
Wow.
So imagine that.
Is it a bathtub?
She has no bathing facilities on the first floor, just a half bathroom, toilet and sink.
Okay.
So toileting is okay, but bathing is not. So she has to have an aide bathe her. So I was there to talk about adding a showering facility to the first floor.
First floor, right.
And the problem with that is it was, you know, yeah, we came up with a plan, but it wasn't an easy one, and it wasn't an inexpensive one. So in that case, maybe a stair glide, you know, would be the the prescription for getting to the second floor, because in some cases, you know, you just can't put a shower on the first floor.
Yeah. Well, one of the things they talk about is that when you have a senior that's living on the second floor like that and having those difficulties, is trying to make as many arrangements to move them to the first floor.
Right.
So,
but what if there's no showering on the first floor?
So this then you may have to look at, you know, if you can add a shower there, and if not.
She lived on the first floor
Because
of this, the fact that she couldn't do the stairs.
So you may have to change a bedroom into a bath. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Look at how you can build things out.
Another interesting little phenomenon is the fact that ranch homes have a tremendous value built into them for aging in place, for what we're just talking about.
Yes,
because there are on one level, correct. And a low-lying ranch with a low rise to the driveway or in garage or front door is ideal for a senior to age in place because they don't have to deal with a lot of steps.
Right, and so like I said, even with that, with the going into the garages, you can put lifts and ramps and things into the garage where they come in through there versus the front of the house, so it still looks like that normal, you know, neighborhood looks, fits the neighborhood.
Do you think that our community has enough services for seniors in general? I know a texter's writing in about any community programs to help seniors with snow shoveling.
I don't think there's any, you know, I don't think there's any programs out there, and you have to be careful about who you hire, because I've been, actually someone contacted me the other day was saying that someone wanted to contract with them to prepare for winter, but they want to be paid for the whole winter up front.
Oh boy.
You know, and that's what, especially our seniors, you know, we want to get that work done, and then we pay these people and never see them again.
You know, that's probably one of the biggest frontiers for scamming right now is scamming seniors.
Exactly.
And you hear about the grandparent scam where, you know, the grandson calls from out of the country saying that they've been arrested
or kidnapped or something,
and they need money to help them, and you know, so these are unfortunate part of our society that's very vulnerable.
We have and that's the, like you said, that's the target is our seniors, because they are vulnerable and they are trusting, because they're, you know, a lot of times they grew up, they weren't used to these kind of scams and things going on, so they think everybody is just as honest as they are.
Right. Yeah, being able to adapt your home may be something that, you know, may not be possible in the end of the day, and you may be forced to have to leave your home, which is a stressful thing.
Well, you know, I think the money it takes to go into a nursing home.
Yes, it's huge.
If you, so if you have money to go into a nursing home, you can have...
You would
your
think that
modified.
Would be a sensible approach, wouldn't you? Because
you
of what
your
you
home
just
modified.
Said.
Because you may have to take out a loan or something. If you can't get a grant program or something, you may have to take out a home equity or something. but it would still would be a lot cheaper to modify that home to keep you there. Because a lot of our seniors don't want to go in. They don't want to leave their home and their friends and their church and mm-hmm. their environments that they're familiar with.
A texter's writing, for my mother, her health insurance company set up an in-house appointment 5 years ago to make sure she was taking her medication. I didn't know it until I called her to see if she needed anything before my arrival. I asked her to leave. I was not comfortable. She said, Mom set the appointment. I said I was not aware, and she forgot to tell me anything about it, and that you are aware of her medications. Every time she gets a script, the insurance company pays for it. So it may very well be a reality that seniors are getting these calls mm-hmm. that we're not aware of. I think for our listening audience, if you have a senior in your family living alone, you want to be mindful of this possibility that they may be influenced by someone calling them, because again, right. if they're professing to be a professional or related to their insurance company, they may take what they say, as Bible.
Right. And based on, things like that, they may want to take that step of getting cameras with sound
sure.
put in their parents' house. So this way they not only can kind of keep an eye on them and see what's going on, but they can also hear. So that way, if a phone call does come in like that and they're not there, but they can still
sure.
be able to hear that conversation.
803-0930. Yeah. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Each and every Saturday morning, we look forward to this time of the show when we get a call from our good friend Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. And Peter, the temperatures are finally showing signs of fall. And they are falling. And of course, our furnaces may be kicking on soon. And that smell that we'll experience when they do turn on will be the first smell of the season, with dust, dead skin cells, bacteria, all burning off the heat exchanger. This is an unhealthy contamination that burns off in a day or two, but it's a sign of what's lurking deep down in your ductwork. And that, of course, is the same debris that we mentioned inside your ductwork that kind of lives there until you do something about it and getting it removed. And Peter, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's 'tis the season, and so the one thing I want to inform everybody is that the schedule is filling up. We still have. I just got back from a little camping trip, but let's see. We got October. You can still get scheduled like the third week of October, so that's not too bad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just amazing. What the stuff that you described that you can find in the ductwork, and of course, I'm speaking to 58,000 people that had the ducts cleaned in the past 30 years, and maybe some of you, if it's been more than 4 to 6, you should probably be thinking about a call here. That's how fast 50 million dead skin cells.
There you go.
builds up for sure.
I need to tell you, Peter, the other day someone came into our offices and told me the story of how their house burned down. And you're going to be distressed to hear the cause of the fire.
Yeah, well, I bet you that it was a standard Amana GE or whatever dehumidifier, that the Tinker Toy stuff that is also known as the Chinese fire starter.
Well, you didn't get the brand right. It was a Frigidaire. Made in China, but Frigidaire,
right.
nonetheless, American name that we trust. But unfortunately, this just happened. The house burned to the ground, and now the family is displaced. And it breaks my heart to hear that, because it's an avoidable occurrence. And when we buy an appliance like that, we need to buy something that we can trust. And we can certainly say that we can trust the April Air Dehumidifier.
Absolutely. And the other thing is like, that's how I still, it's less than 1 in 1,000, but that's so sad.
Right.
And it's so unnecessary.
Exactly.
But the main thing is with the April Air, as we always say, well, what's the greatest feature? Well, it just plain old works.
There you go.
I used to run two Frigidaire, Amana, GE types, and it still stunk in my basement, needed a lot of extra Canberra gel and spray, even with the employee discount that was getting expensive. And then, you know, we get the high capacity. It's a total five times the drying power, a third of the electric. It's just, you know, it's amazing.
There you go.
For sure.
And it works. And yes, it's more expensive. And, you know, that's a difficult thing for some to get their arms around, the fact that it costs so much more. But when you're talking about your safety of your family, and the fact that it works, it kind of justifies the cost.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. There's no question. And then it's the same with, you know, the Healthway medical grade air purifiers, 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. I mean, you know, you can get some good HEPA filtered air purifiers, but basically they're obsolete if they're only going down to 0.3 microns versus 0.007 microns. And, you know, these aren't that much more expensive. It's just they're game changers for people with allergies, asthma, sinus.
683-3000, that's the number you're going to dial right now. And the Hammer Time Radio discounts for this week are?
Okay, so going back to the April Air High Capacity DU, you can still save $300 off of that. The Healthway Deluxe, the most popular unit that you have at your homestead, is that covers 1,200 square feet, is $300 off, and you've got $500 off for the whole house Healthway Super V unit. And then lastly, we're still doing a discount on the duct cleaning, even though it's peak season. So call today to save $150 off of your duct cleaning.
Remarkable discounts, and only you can get them by calling into our professionals, 716-683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
We literally changed people's lives.
Dr. Bernie Kolber.
One woman that I took care of, there was no smiling in her wedding photos because she was so embarrassed of her smile. And she was told she needed veneers and she needed everything done. And we spent about an hour, hour and a half, all direct composites, tooth color filling materials, just redid her smile. It was magnificent, completely changed her life. She couldn't stop smiling after that.
We invest in technology.
Dr. Ellen Vossler.
You have to. You owe it to your patients to keep up with the research and the technology that dentistry is providing. You owe it to them. And you owe it to yourself as a dentist. I mean, that's, we're here to protect their dental health.
Sometimes a tooth will be broken. There's enough there that we look at that natural tooth. If there's still really good bone support for it, we look at that as better than an implant.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo. Call for an appointment. 634-1234. 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
TheBuffaloDentalGroup.com.
Look good. Feel great.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Got gold jewelry, broken jewelry, coins? Received an inheritance from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth? Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. Trust Tag for their honest evaluations on diamonds, gold, pocket watches, wristwatches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flatware, coins, and collectibles. Tag offers you cash on the spot for your valuables. Trust Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag,
you're in.
New York. The Powerball jackpot is over $900 million. And you can now order official New York lottery tickets right from your phone with jackpot.com. Go to jackpot.com, choose your lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get notified when you win. Plus, get a free ticket with your first order. Get in on the action. Go to jackpot.com and order lottery tickets from your phone. Go to jackpot.com. That's jackpot.com. Jackpot.com.
Paid for by jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Residents of New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever asked me who to call when they notice leaks in their roofs or shingles laying on the ground, I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement. Here's the number, 716-343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. You could book your appointment there. Ava Roofing also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Well, believe it or not, we have started filming season 7 of Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV. Yep, season 7, folks. It's hard to believe. And we have our launch date. It's going to be the first weekend in February, which I believe coincides with another important event, and that is Super Bowl Sunday. So we'll be premiering season 7 on Super Bowl Sunday. And some other big announcements coming about Buffalo's Home Improvement Show that I think you're going to like. As soon as they are all in place, we'll be anxious to tell you all about them. So season 7, Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV, coming your way, coming in February. We've spent the hour speaking with Willie Price about aging in place. And as the services develop Willie gets up to speed with the process, especially funding sources, we'll be bringing all that information to you. You know, it's an interesting thing to talk about, Willie, that if you go to other societies, other cultures, many homes are built with the idea of seniors living in an extended family scenario.
Yes,
we don't really have that here, although I do have a large number of people calling me on a regular basis to retrofit their homes to be able to bring their parents in to live with them. The problem with that is the cost.
Exactly.
If, you know, you're talking about, in most cases, adding a bedroom and perhaps another bathroom and maybe a small sitting area and a cooking facility, perhaps, so that the senior can live somewhat independently but yet still under the same roof. It's a very costly proposition.
Yes, it is. So what you have, you know, like we were talking about finding resources, like I said, heart of the city neighborhoods, they do work all over the city of Buffalo. So that's how I got involved in this field, is through them, by doing some rehab modification inspections and things for that agency.
Mm-hmm.
But people can reach out to them. They can reach out to neighborhood housing services in their community and find out. A lot of these organizations have funding and people aren't aware of them.
It's also distressing to note that, you know, insurance companies are quick to be able to say they'll fund partial contributions to putting a senior in an aging facility.
Yes.
You know, as a partial contribution, but they will never fund retrofitting a home.
Yeah. And which is so surprising, where mm-hmm. that would save them so much more money. But I think maybe if someone wrote a proposal, I think maybe that's what I'll do.
Okay.
I'll write a proposal and present it to them. Because a lot of times, again, people have never heard of CAPS. So if they've never been submitted some type of proposal showing how it would save that insurance company money, they may even consider it.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. The other thing that we learned today, and it's distressing to note, that seniors are getting calls from what appears to be health insurance companies setting up in-house appointments. If that's happening to you, I'd like to know about that. If it's happening to your parent, maybe check with your parent to see if that is something that's happening to them, I'd be interesting to hear from you. So give us a call next week, or call me during the week and let me know. That might be a subject for another show. Interesting to know what they're exactly saying and what they're trying to solicit the senior for.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah. So that's something we learned today, as well as what it is about with aging in place. And again, if you have a senior in your family that is living alone, certainly you want to make sure that you're checking on them regularly and that they are safe, and that these ideas are simple with keeping them safe at home, with being able to have proper bathing facilities primarily. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest one, as I said before, that I see time and again.
Kitchens too, though.
Yes.
You have to think about it. A lot of them are using stoves.
Yeah, safety in the kitchen.
Yeah, safety in the kitchens. And so that's another area that is really focused on for aging in place.
Fire hazard.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Making sure that they have, like, the convection stove where if the appliance is moved off or, you know, utilities moved off, it cools off the stove or whatever. So, I mean, you want to make sure that technology is there so they don't end up burning down the house or burning themselves or, you know, something to that effect where they can go into that kitchen and do the things that they need to do.
Well, we'll be bringing you more information on this whole topic of aging in place in the weeks and months ahead. And I want to thank you, Willie, for spending
the
hour.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's my pleasure. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place. Go Bills. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.